July 10th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not be distracted or discouraged by the shortcomings of others in their spiritual journey. Just be steadfast in your own journey of holy love. It is always your prayers and sacrifices that can change people's agenda in life. Discouragement in this is your enemy. Each soul is granted the grace they need towards their own salvation. It is up to free will how this grace is spent. Some receive spectacular grace as they take their last breath. When you encounter those who seem indifferent towards their own salvation, pray that as they breathe their last breath, they will open their hearts to this salvific grace and surrender to it. A lot of the soul's salvation hinges upon self-forgiveness, which opens the door to my infinite love." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 17. "Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And over all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.